submitting to the Holy Spirit's lead. And after kind of wrestling this week about what I was sharing today, God has very clearly told me to just focus on one thing. And so my notes, I've cut a lot out of my notes, and I'm not actually sure how much of what I've written I'm going to say, because I really feel that the Holy Spirit is calling us closer. So the focus this month has been closer, coming closer to God. And we're at the last Sunday in the series, but I hope you know that that's not the end of us drawing closer to God. And I just really feel this morning that there is a cry in the heart of God to each one of you and me this morning that says, come closer, come closer. I just want to read from Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, another version says. I want to thank Sophie for sharing what she shared this morning. And I have to say, when I read verses like that, I feel like I fall short. Do I really thirst for God? Do I really say, oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. How many people get up in the morning and that's their first thought? Well, yes. Yeah, good. I have to say, not very often. Mostly I'm just trying to get my eyes open long enough. But you know, the cry of God this morning is that we would come to him to drink. Because we were created for intimate relationship with him. We were created for our spirits to become alive, as Paul described the other week, that when we come to God, he makes our spirits come alive. So spirit, soul, and body, we can be in connection with the living God. So through the Spirit of God, our spirits can be filled. And our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions can be impacted by God. Our bodies can be impacted by God. We were created for communion. That word just means the sharing of intimate thoughts and feelings. It's that relationship that God longs for in each one of us, that we were created for. But if you're anything like me, you don't necessarily long for that in the same way that God does. Maybe intellectually, we kind of know, as Sophie was sharing, yeah, I need to spend more time with God. But maybe there's a passion that's missing. Maybe there's a longing that's missing. God wants us to know that there is a living water that we can draw on that comes from him. That there's nothing else in this world that can satisfy our souls like him, because our souls were created for him. So before we come to Jesus and our spirit is dead, we are thirsty, but we don't know where to go. We are thirsty, but we're looking in all the wrong places. When we come to Jesus and our spirit is made alive, that thirst can now receive from the source that is our life. the living water. The problem is that our souls aren't immediately transformed. Our souls are still battling with the old flesh, the old man. We still run after other things to bring us happiness, contentment, peace. We still fill our lives with stuff that actually doesn't bring the satisfaction that only God can bring. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you the living water. Isaiah 55, again another familiar verse. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Why spend money on what is not bread? Why put our effort and attention on what does not satisfy? But that's what we often do. Even as Christians, even as believers, we spend our time, our energy on things that do not bring the satisfaction that only God can bring. The Spirit working in us, the part of that transformation process is to redirect our thirst to the source, to bring us to a place of desire and passion for Jesus. In the natural, thirsting is a physiological response to a need. We're thirsty because we're dehydrated. But then we choose to do something about it. We choose to go and get a drink. When we feel thirsty, we seek a drink. When David wrote Psalm 63, he said he was in a dry and weary land. He was actually physically in a desert at the time. So he related to that whole desert experience in the natural that he felt his spirit was also in that dry and weary land. My whole being longs for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. The thing is, the truth is that without Jesus, we're in a dry and weary land. There is nothing else that can bring that satisfaction of our souls. There's nothing else that can bring life like Jesus. I read recently that by the time we feel thirsty, our bodies are already dehydrated, and that our thirst mechanism actually lags behind our actual level of dehydration. Now, I don't know if that's scientific fact, but I think it's a good illustration, a good analogy of us. Because how many times do we not realize that we're becoming thirsty until we're in that place of desperation? God, I need you. Well, actually, we need him every day. But sometimes it's not until we're really desperate that we come back to him. But David recognized his spiritual dehydration. The truth is this morning that God wants to be the focus of our pursuit, the focus of our desire, the focus of our thirst. He wants us to come to him because he is the answer. Because he is the answer to us feeling guilty about not spending time with him. He is the answer to us feeling dry and weary. Because when we are not connected and receiving from the source, whose strength are we doing it in? Where are we drawing from? It's out of our own capacity, and our capacity is limited. Well, mine is. I'm guessing yours is too. Even when we kind of feel life is going okay, the truth is, folks, without him, we're nothing. Without that connection, without that drawing on the living water, we will be dry. We're not going to be able to fulfill all that God has for us unless we are being filled and refilled. I believe this morning that, you know, God wants us to recognize that there's a personal response here. David says in Psalm 63, "Oh God, you are my God. No one else can quench your thirst. If you're thirsty, I can't have a drink on your behalf. It won't do anything for you if I have a drink." We have to come to God individually, personally, to receive that living water. And saying, "God, you are my God," means, "God, you are my Lord." You know, if we are not seeking him first, then he isn't our Lord. If he is not the focus of our thirst, of our desire, of our passion, if he's not number one, then he's not our Lord. Coming to Jesus thirsty is coming to him recognizing our complete dependency on him. Daryl talked in the first week about coming in humility, coming in that place of complete dependency. If it was good enough for Jesus, folks, it's good enough for us. We can do nothing without him. Coming to Jesus in that position of surrender, coming in that position of recognition, I have nothing, you have everything. But what a wonderful promise that we will be satisfied. We will be satisfied. You know, that is the amazing thing, that there's a promise, that there is a satisfaction of the soul that comes through Jesus. You know, it's there's nowhere else that we can go to be satisfied, to receive what only Jesus can give us. In verse 5 there of Psalm 63, he says, "I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods." It's that sense of the original words there. There's the sense of abundance and blessing. You know, it's not just having a little meal, a little snack. It's that sense of eating so you feel like you're not going to eat again for a week. It's that level of satisfaction. We think something satisfactory when it's kind of okay. But this word satisfied doesn't mean that. This word satisfied means full, overflowing. We have a God who fills us to overflowing, who can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. We have a God who knows our every need, who knows us intimately, who knows all our struggles. He knows all our questions. He knows all our issues. And he loves us so much that he invites us to come. To come. In Psalm 42, we read, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God?" The writer then goes on to say, "My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?'" This person was not in a happy place. They were really in the pit. They go on to say, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" They are downcast. They are disturbed. They are low. They are depressed. They are struggling. But he says, "Put your hope in God." He's talking to his soul. Our soul is the part of us that makes the choice, that chooses where we're going to focus, who we're going to pursue, what we're going to do. Coming to God is all about choice. You know, we come to God because we choose to come to him. He has given us free will. He's not going to force it, but his invitation is to come. Come closer. Come closer. Come, all of you who are thirsty. Come. Come. Psalm 63 in verse 8 says, "My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me." I love that word, cling. Sometimes we feel like we're hanging on. We're clinging on like somebody on the edge of a cliff. We're just clinging on. Anybody been there? Just clinging on. I'm just clinging on for dear life. But you know what? I love the way it says, your right hand upholds me. I'm clinging on, but your right hand is upholding me. Actually, I might feel that I'm putting all the effort in, but Jesus, you're there. You're the one who's holding me. I believe that God wants to, just a simple invitation this morning. I don't want to talk for too long because I really feel that actually the Holy Spirit just wants to stir in our spirits a thirst. And we need to make a choice. Some of you this morning may be feeling pretty thirsty. You may know you're in a dry and weary place. You may be experiencing that today. You may feel your soul is heavy. You know, you're struggling. Things are really difficult. It's really hard to pray. It's really hard right now. Life is hard. And you kind of recognize that. Yeah, God, I am really dry and thirsty. Well, I'm just, we have that invitation this morning. Come, come and be filled. Come to the one with the living water. But there are others today, and you may not be going through difficult times, and you may just be ticking along with your relationship with Jesus. But I want to say to you, there is more. I believe that the invitation this morning is to take a step closer. So some of you may be feeling, you know what, this whole closer business, I'm not really quite sure what to do, how to get closer. I'm not really sure what that means, or I'm a bit worried about what that might mean, how far I'm going to go. But God just wants to say, take a step, because when we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Take a step closer. Just take a step closer. Make a choice. Make a choice. I'm going closer. I'm taking a step closer. Amanda, would you come back up? So all I want to do this morning, I'm going to pray, but is just give an opportunity for people to come closer today. If you feel dry and weary, there is one who satisfies. And maybe you may not feel that dry and weary, but I'm telling you now, there is more living water that you can be drawing from. And we need that to stimulate our thirst, the perpetual thirst that is perpetually satisfied. Never to grow stale, but to keep pressing on, to keep growing closer. So we're going to just spend some time now worshipping and focusing on Jesus. And if you feel today, you know what, yes, I want to take a step closer, then maybe actually taking a physical step forward is a way of showing God, yep, I want to get closer. I want to go closer. Maybe you are feeling dry and weary and you're really thirsty. Then come and we can pray for you and agree with you for the Holy Spirit just to refresh your soul, to satisfy your soul. And maybe you're here this morning and you know what? You're still living apart from Jesus. Coming to church will not satisfy your soul. You need to come to Jesus. Coming to church, yeah, it's a good thing to do, but it will not satisfy your soul. The only thing that can satisfy your soul is the person of Jesus, is receiving that living water that flows from within us, that transforms us, that enables us to know Jesus, to pursue him and to grow in him. Let's just pray. Oh Lord. Lord, this is just a simple message this morning. And God, I just pray out of everything that I've said, Lord, that most of all, that we'd all hear your voice saying, come, come. Lord, forgive us when we don't come, when other things get in the way, when we're thirsty for other things, when we're pursuing stuff that really doesn't satisfy. Oh God, it's only you that satisfies our soul. It's only you. Jesus, Lord, I pray today, will you stir a thirst deep within us? Oh God, I am thirsty. I am thirsty. Will you come and fill me? Lord, we pray that. That is our prayer today. Oh, Jesus, Lord, as we just focus on you right now, wherever we are, Lord, I pray that you will come and stir in our hearts today. God, that we will live in that intimate relationship with you, connected with you, remaining in the vine with that perpetual connection, flowing, your life flowing through us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, will you come? As we come, as we take a step closer, Lord, we believe you'll take a step closer to us, that we will know you more, that we will love you more, that we will grow in our passion for you. I thank you for your grace, as we've heard today. God, it doesn't matter how many times we've messed up. It doesn't matter how difficult we've found things in the past, or how we've rejected you or failed you, or God, your grace extends to us. It's always enough. Thank you that we can come and receive afresh from you today. Thank you, Jesus.